cannot. They can, but
I see.
Maybe it's not dark out. We're doing this in fact.
Well, we're about to get going, but is there anyone you want to give a shout out to?
My brother Rory is 4 years old.
Yeah. And you like him? What if world, this is what if
world. The International Children's Arts Network, ICANN, is made possible by the Herbert A. Templeton Foundation, the Oregon Cultural Trust, the Brookby Foundation, and the Oregon Community Foundation. ICANN, poetry, story time, and music for kids.
My very own Callie.
Hello.
Hey, Callie. Welcome to the show.
Yay.
So, Callie, I would love to hear your what if question for today.
My what if question is, what if Kasankul got in a time machine and he go to the future and then he saw a T-Rex that can eat any dinosaur and he's never eaten a squid before. So he thought the squid taste bad, and then they both became friends.
Oh.
And my dad can choose.
Oh, wow.
Maybe I can choose.
Yeah, we'll figure that stuff out together. So, wow, okay, there's so much awesome stuff in this question. And we're gonna have Kathunkel, and we're gonna have some time travel, and we're gonna have dinosaurs in the future. Long-time What If World listeners might know that in the future of What If World, there are dinosaurs again, somehow, because our world doesn't have to follow the same rules as What Is World.
Yeah.
Now, Callie, do you want to tell the kids anything about yourself, anything you like, or like doing?
I like making comics. You might know that I'm a comic maker.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I don't really like doing shadow, but I do them in some of my comics.
Yeah.
And I'm 6 years old, and my favorite character to his Kasankul. That's why I made the one of question.
Alright. Okay, so let's find out. And again, I'm paraphrasing here, Callie. I won't get the whole what if question, but let's find out, what if Kasankul went to the future, met a T-Rex that could eat anything, and the T-Rex didn't like squid and they became friends?
No, it ate anything, like any dinosaur.
Any dinosaur. Okay, very good.
Oh dear,
said Kathunkel. He had just put all of What If World back together again. If you recall, last week it kind of split in half.
It's getting destroyed all the time, but as this sort of, you know, president in absentia, I figured I would do my part to fix the world this time. But oh, am I ever tired? I need a vacation. Ah, Callie, have you seen any time machines about? Because all my time travel power, I think, is just tapped out from putting the world back together.
Okay, I'll go to the time machine shop. Do, 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 do. Okay,
time
I got
machine.
One.
Whoa! Oh my goodness, how much do I owe you for that time machine? I mean, time machines are usually very expensive.
It's not expensive, it's free.
Free time machines? Wow!
Yeah, and I made one that could, like, make itself bigger and smaller, because that's what you do. You can make yourself bigger or you can make yourself smaller.
Oh my goodness. Oh, and it is smaller than I usually am. You know, I'm usually colossal. So I'll just shrink myself down to the size of like a normal squid and just kind of jump right in there and... Oh, I forgot to set the time travel settings. I'm in the future, I think. Or the past. It depends on whether or not these dinosaurs can talk. I'm pretty sure the dinosaurs of the future can talk. Oh, here comes a T-Rex. And I'm small.
Hello.
Oh, hi. You're a talking T-Rex, so I must be in the future.
Let
me see if I can just grow back to my normal size so you can't eat me. Oh, no.
You're big.
My powers are... They're all diminished. That's kind of a hungry look you're giving me.
But I'm not hungry for squids. I've eaten squids before, but not green squids. I've had a green squid before, but I don't like how it tastes, and you're a green squid. Like,
technically, I'm a squidopus. Uh-oh, that, you're not going to eat me because I'm a squidopus, are you?
I only like some of them, like the colorblinding ones.
Oh.
The ones that can change their colors.
Oh, cuttlefish can change their colors.
Yeah, cuttlefish.
I can also change my colors. Octopuses often can as well.
Like the blue-winged octopus?
Mm-hmm, yes. Wow, you really know your cephalopods. You are a well-read dinosaur.
Yeah, I am.
And so, Kathunkel and this dinosaur started exploring the what-if world of the future together. I might be stuck here for a while, and I was hoping to take sort of a vacation. This old abandoned castle, there's not any, like, secret traps or monsters in there, are there?
I don't know, I've never went in there. But I'm the T-Rex, I'm the king of the dinosaurs, so I could defend all of the traps if there's the net.
Oh!
So I can, like, rip it off of you.
Oh.
But it won't rip you.
You're, like, the friendliest dinosaur I've ever met, especially for the apex predator of this world.
Yeah. But the one that can maybe kill me is a Spinosaurus.
Oh,
but
indeed.
I don't know when the Spinosaurus lived.
I mean, we're in the future where dinosaurs have somehow come back, so like sort of a Jurassic Park situation, if you will.
Oh, Jurassic Park? I've watched that movie before.
Yes, it must be a historical film for you.
I have a house and my house is made out of leaves.
You have a house made out of leaves?
Yeah, and it's also made out of meat.
Leaves and meat?
And I usually eat my meat. I can't control when I eat it. So I'm kind of eating my house.
Oh my gosh. Well, I mean, you are a carnivore after all. That makes sense. I suppose, just in case your house is currently in your belly, well, let's just go check out this haunted-looking castle. I'm sure it doesn't have any sort of, like, ghost Spinosaurus that's going to chase after us or anything.
Oh, ghost Spinosaurus. You know, ghosts are invisible, and you
what?
Also know that we can pass through ghosts.
Oh dear.
So it's really hard.
Oh my gosh, this
vacation. We will have to call the Ghostbusters.
What if we came up with our own future Ghostbusters that have a slightly different name so that Mr. Eric doesn't get sued by the real Ghostbusters?
How about Ghostbusters?
That's perfect. Ah, the Ghostbusters! Yes, indeed. Well, we know just who to call. Well, if you see anything sneaking up behind me that looks like a Spinosaurus, just let me know. I know you don't like cephalopods, but maybe Spinosaurus does, because they ate a lot of seafood, didn't they?
Yes, indeed. And now I
see
a lot of food. Yeah, I am a Spinosaurus.
Aren't you the bully from my school?
The bully? Oh no, what did I do? I don't remember.
Yeah, because you're like 70 years old and when you were in my school, you were like 7 years old.
Oh, so it was a really long time ago.
Yeah,
and
that's what I don't
mean
remember.
To you. You know, I'm a ghost now, so I've learned a lot ever since not being an alive Spinosaurus.
I know, I wish I was a ghost. But I'm
well,
not
that can
about
be
a good
arranged
ghost.
Because I'm hungry for T-Rex and seafood. Ah, oh. Hey, how do you have ghost teeth?
Oh no! Oh, your ghost teeth seem to have weakened this Spinosaurus ghost. But we might need to call the Ghostbusters because it's growing somehow and getting even bigger and spikier and spinier.
Yeah, I learned how to transform my ghost self into like a spooky, even bigger Spinosaurus with like spiky tentacles everywhere.
Hey, Kathunkel?
Yes?
Something I've never told you before is that I'm actually like a transformer, like the other one, but I can transform into dinosaurs.
Whoa.
So I could transform into that huge Spinosaurus and fight him off.
Oh, wow! And I'll just sort of hang back since my powers are still diminished. And I'll call the Ghostbusters just in case.
Okay.
Oh, good thing my cell phone service still works in the far distant future.
Yeah, I'm gonna wrestle you with my tentacles, though. Yeah, and you're extra spiky. Oh, no.
You didn't tell me you had tentacles, did you?
Yeah, no, I used my ghost powers to give myself tentacles, spiky ones.
Oh,
yeah.
What the heck?
Oh, no. Oh, my friend is getting hurt. Oh, this is such a cool action
scene. I got a little
scene.
Bit of scratches, but I'm not actually killed.
Oh, good.
The one that has more damage is the ghost of Tyrannosaurus.
And here come the Ghostbusters. Do-do-do-do-do-do. Oh, that's okay. That, I'm not. Hey, we're the Ghostbusters. That was a burp, not. Oh, I expected it to come out the other end. Oh, there it is.
Yeah, we'll take care of this ghost problem for you right away. That'll just be, one time machine.
One time machine? A time machine from the past was free, but to them has value.
Yeah, you know, we can't make time machines anymore in the future ever since the time accords. You know, that way we don't rip apart the fabric of reality with our time travel. Anyway, don't you worry about that. Yeah, we'll take care of this Spinosaurus. You just give us a time machine.
You're getting me! T-Rex! Wait, do you have a name? Did we not introduce ourselves? I'm Kathunkle, by the way.
I know you're Kathunkle.
Oh, you were like a mind-reading, shape-changing T-Rex?
Yeah.
Oh, all right. Let me see if I can read your mind and figure out that your name is Sparkle Tree.
No, my name is Thomas.
Oh, I was so close. Thomas, this is our one chance. They've got the Spinosaurus wrapped up. I need to get back to the present. Would you like to come with me?
I could come with you, but I don't even know how to fit in a time machine, so...
That's true. Oh, I will miss you, my dear friend. If only you could somehow change your shape so that we could both shrink and...
Huh? That the time machine can transform big and small.
There is another ghost in this castle, a benevolent one, and it just reminded me that the time machine can transform big and small, so we'll use it to get back to the present.
Hey, what about our time machine? You were gonna leave it with us, the Ghostbusters. Otherwise, we're gonna just this ghost Spinosaurus right back at ya.
We must get going quickly then. Jump in, Thomas.
Just as the time machine started growing in size, Kathunkle and Thomas ran inside and...
Sorry, I'm just making noises with my mouth. Could you actually press the button that takes us back in?
I know how to do time machines. I don't know what the button is, so...
Let's
see. I see a little word that says time machine. I think I should press that button.
That'll probably work. Wait, you're not disoriented by this time travel?
No.
I figured you'd, like, scream with me like we were both, like, riding a time wave or something.
Time wave? I'm not scared of anything.
I mean, everyone's scared of something. I would be afraid to lose you as a friend, for example. I hope this time machine takes us somewhere. Good.
And when they stepped out of the time machine, they found themselves in a place so surprising, so maybe... confusing, because I don't know what it is, or where it is, or when it is. Callie, do you know where they ended up?
Maybe in your office.
Oh, man, on my roof again. I just fixed that. And they didn't quite notice that Spinosaurus had shrunken itself down and followed them through the time machine. Callie, since we're back at home, that means you're here too. Can you draw a comic that traps the Spinosaurus or sends it back to the future so it can get captured by the Ghostbusters or something like that?
I'll make the second one you said. Got it.
This is exactly what I expected to happen. That's the last time I go up against a comic book artist.
The end. All right! Callie, we just told our first real-life What If World story together. Have we told stories together before, you and I?
Yeah, a little bit.
Yeah, we've told stories together. We've made comics together. Well, thank you so much for joining... Ugh, already an expert at so many monster noises. Or is that a witch in my office? Oh, boy. Okay.